Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. All our reports here from the Prairie Grains Conference, brought to you by the North Dakota Grain Growers and the North Dakota Wheat Commission. If you drive through Grafton, as you get to the west side of town before you get to Marvin Windows, there's the Ag Country Farm Credit Services office, and Jeff Beaudry joins us now. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Mick. Nice to see you.
Likewise. There's a Ag Country in so many communities. They're
yes.
Fabric of our rural communities.
Yeah, they are.
And you have, did you, I guess at this point, are guys starting to come in and talk about 2020, or are they still trying to forget about 2019?
They're trying to forget about 2019, but yes, there's a lot of interest now with 2020 coming. A lot of people want to sit down now, and we're going to go through their farm plan for 2020 and do some break-even analysis and take a look at their insurance coverage and try to line up their operating needs for the coming year.
Farming, obviously, is a business. Guys know that. There is no other industry, I don't think, in the country where a family has to go borrow somewhere close to $1 million or more to try to make a guy earlier today said, I've never worked so hard in 2019 to lose $100,000. But farming is a business,
yes.
It's a unique business, and not every year is good.
Yeah, it's gotten to be a huge business, Mick. I mean, the amount of inputs that these guys have to put in the ground is staggering. And the amount that's at risk is huge. I mean, a lot of the people think that, oh, they got insurance to cover this, to cover that. No. There's a lot of open gaps there that they're going to have to cover themselves.
So as we always say this every year, it's important to communicate. I mean, if you've got bad news for the banker, give it to him right away. Huh?
The sooner that you can converse with your banker and tell him your needs and tell him what's happening in the field, the sooner he can look at it and start making a plan for the following year. Time is of the essence in a lot of this. So, I mean, the sooner you can be honest with your banker, the better off you'll be.
And what are some of the things the banker is going to tell you if you've got bad news?
Well,
what are options, I guess?
There's a lot of options for some guys. I mean, you know, some guys evidently, you know, there is no options. But for most of our guys, you know, there's a chance to refinance some land, refinance some equipment. There's many options available, you know, if they have any kind of equity at all, to stretch it out, stretch their payments out, to make funds available for the following year.
There is a lot of sugar beets grown in Walsh County, North Dakota, and sugar beets got a lot of negative press here in the last 6 weeks or so. But are some of the smart farmers saying, now's the time for me to get into beets because this is everybody's grumbling about it?
You know, we saw a little downtrend here in the beet market as far as sales, but I think it's a very short-lived option. I honestly think that beets are going to be strong and continue to be strong. I mean, if you take a look at, they've been a staple in the Red River Valley for 100 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just think it's a bump in the road, more or less.
Yeah. A couple of bad years in those 100, I mean, that's a 98% sure thing.
Yes, that's
very
exactly right.
Very few things
right.
are that.
Yeah. It's a very good risk,
yeah.
Put it that way.
Okay, like I said, smart guys are saying, let's make an investment.
That's exactly
let's figure
right.
it out.
Yep,
yeah.
That's right. And a lot of these long-term beet growers understand that, hey, this is just 1 year in a whole book. So let's keep going.
How about the potato growers? Is that a same story or different?
I think the potato industry is really taking it on the chin this year. There was a lot of potatoes left in the field, which is creating a strong market for the potatoes. But you know what? It's the same thing. If you don't have them, the market price isn't going to help you any.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes is an absolute huge investment as well. And it's a 12-month ordeal as far as, you know, storage and labor, very labor-intensive. So it's a tough crop.
Yeah, and management-intensive. Guys are thinking, well, I got to put fertilize a time or two, or I got to put a little herbicide or fungicide on once or twice. These guys are doing that every week.
Yes, fungicide especially.
Yeah.
Potatoes are fungicided probably 4 or 5 times during the year. I mean, most very successful potato farmers have a full-time agronomist. that takes care of it for them.
Yeah. High value, high risk, but high investment.
That's
yeah.
exactly right. Yeah. But high return if you can hit it.
Yeah, and that's where the banker comes in. You make the banker happy that way.
So. Yes, that's exactly right.
Crop insurance.
Yes.
Those are any big changes in 2020? Or
Doesn't look like it, Mick. On the Minnesota side of the river, we're really looking to get the personal T-yield to come into play. North Dakota has had it now for the last, I think, four seasons. And it's been promised to have it on the Minnesota side, and it's never come through. It's increased the individuals' yields on their corn, for example, by 15-20% in a lot of cases. So, no, there doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of changes coming down the pike.
All right. Well, I guess no news is good news.
At times it can be.
Yes, all right. We've got 2 minutes to go here. Other gems of wisdom that you'd like farmers to think about before they walk into the Ag Country office?
I would really like the guys to take a look at their input costs. I do a lot of work all winter long. I probably do 150 sit-downs with farmers and go through their input costs, where they can trim corners, where they can't. And sad to say, there's not many places to trim their cost anymore.
Yeah.
If you don't put on the right amount of fertilizer, it bites you. If you don't put the right amount of chemical, it bites you. So there's very few places a person can cut.
And it seems like those companies are doing pretty well, and the farmer's income has been kind of flat the last
yes.
few years. Yeah.
You take a look at fertilizer, for example. I mean, fertilizer prices are extremely high right now, and I don't really see them coming down much, and the fertilizer companies are doing extremely well.
Yeah. How about the value of land in Walsh County particularly? That's some good farmland.
That's been holding its value fairly well. The old adage is that good land still brings good money, mm-hmm. and it does. Even in a depressed farm economy, the good land is still bringing good money.
How about a fair amount of auction sales this year, or the number about steady?
I would say the number's about steady, Mick. I haven't seen a huge amount of auction sales. It's not like the 80s when we had so many auctions, so many people going out of the business, but It hasn't been anything extreme yet.
Okay, well, that's good news.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, all righty. From Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Grafton, Jeff Beaudry here at the Prairie Grains Conference. A lot of good conversations with farmers here, I'll bet.
Yes, very good conversations.
All right, and again, encourage everybody to head on in, talk to their banker, and preferably maybe an Ag Country office. Huh?
Yes, and come early.
Okay.
Come early.
All righty. Okay. Thank you so much, Jeff. Always good to visit with you. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Mick.
You bet.